Presley with Martin Besser.
I'm going to take you back before I introduce you to our guest in studio this morning, Miles Kubeka. Remember this?
Ooh, Vuyo is such a big, big dreamer.
He started off with one brewer
and now
he's flourished.
Jordan African businessman, Vuyo.
Mulavos has become an overnight sensation in
Taiwan.
No, Japan.
Konnichiwa, Boyosa.
Hey, he's on TV all the time.
Pack a beautiful brewer's roll.
Mulavos, no!
No, I mean, imagine taking an opportunity and running with it like there is no one watching. I love that. So, Miles, good to see you again. How's it? Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
And that's what I just love about your story. How many opportunities do people get and they don't even know it's an opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, I always joke, like, the best opportunities are the ones hidden in plain sight, right?
So, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because there it was. And that character was larger than life and more famous than life. And then you made business from it.
Yeah. And it has been one roller coaster ride. It's been super fun and eternally grateful. And I guess all it took was just to act on it, you know, because it was the same ad. Everybody saw the same ad. In fact, a lot of people said, dude, I saw the same ad. I actually wanted to do something about it, but I didn't. Mm. And I started asking myself, Vele, why did I do something when clearly everybody saw the same information and didn't do? And I think the only logical conclusion I've come up with is that as long as I can remember, my mother's always said to me, don't be an also-ran in life. If 5,000 people set out to run a marathon, 4,999 of them serve to legitimize the winner. They're there so that there's a number one. She said, go out, change the world, be somebody. And I remember thinking to myself, lay off me, woman, I'm only 3 years old.
Now, why is Miles with us today? Other than the fact that he's just great and I love catching up with him, he's also going to be at our Mancosa Jacaranda FM Business Breakfast. And you can take all this in. And just right there, what you said right there is the truth. I think most people don't do things because they think someone else is going to do it. Why did someone else not do it?
Mm.
Someone must have thought about it. Someone must have taken the opportunity. And then maybe they didn't, right?
Yeah.
100%. That's what it's about.
Yeah. And
why you? I mean, why not someone else?
I have no good answer to that other than, you know, opportunities are abound. There's plenty of them. It's firstly recognizing them and then actually just acting. And I think maybe the real answer as to why people don't do anything about it is fear.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and often it's not even their own fear. It's people whom they love or love them who say, what are you, crazy? You know, you've got a good job. Why would you do something like that? So I think there's a fear as well as not just knowing how to start anything.
At the Mancosa Business Breakfast, it's about people who have just started businesses. It's about people who've been running businesses for 20 years or so, big ones, small ones. If you're in the field of business, mm-hmm. if you're running a business, you work in a business, you want to be there and take all this in. Is there a secret? Is there a number?
Mm-hmm.
How often should you try and fail when it comes to business? How many failures can you have before you call it a day?
Wow.
That's a very good question. You see, I think failure has got a bad rap. For me, failure is learning. You know, it's life course correcting. You're saying, maybe going down the wrong path. Don't get me wrong, it sucks when it's happening. Mm. But like if you watch, we just watched the Olympics. Imagine you go to the Olympics, you come dead last.
Mm.
You are number one in your country. You come dead last. They sent you all the way to Paris to come back dead last.
Mm.
Like, that guy doesn't say, okay, that didn't quite work out, so I quit. He goes back and trains, right? And next year maybe, or the next Olympics, maybe he's in the podium, you know? So I think failure has just got a bad rap. It's just, for me, it's how you learn and see where you could improve. In fact, the best example I can give you, apparently when a child learns to walk, they fall on average 17 times an hour. The child doesn't go, maybe this walking thing is not for me.
No.
Master crawling is efficient, right? You know, so you keep getting up.
Yeah.
And so I don't think there's a number. I think, actually, I don't think there's a finite number. I think there's a number for you.
Okay.
Everybody's got their own number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I love listening to you at our business breakfast is, because often in life, possibly because of social media, we only see success.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
people put their best foot forward and their best life on Instagram.
Right.
And then you are led to believe, you're misled to believe that they never failed before.
Mm. Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
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 And you are one of those people, you do talk about the failures as well.
Yeah. We've got a motto in our company that you practice what you preach and you preach what you practice. So you got to preach even the stuff that doesn't go so great. Obviously, in a business breakfast, you're going to give the highlight reel, and obviously, often it's the cool stuff, right?
Sure.
But the truth of the matter is, for every cool stuff, there's a quantum of the not so cool stuff, right? Like the terrible stuff. But one thing I would say is that how I can tell a true entrepreneur and a wannabe preneur is that a true entrepreneur doesn't dwell on the negative stuff. Mm. You know, it's very easy to spend a ton of your energy on, oh, the world is ending kind of stuff, right? Mm. As opposed to take the same amount of energy and put it on the solution side. Mm. So often people will say, like, what are your biggest failures? I'm like, dude, I can't remember. There's been so many. But the thing is, we take the energy and repurpose it onto the solutions, because then the solutions, you can apply them on multiple types of problems, but you can't apply the failures themselves. Yeah. You know what I mean? So yeah. I think for me, it's spend the energy on the solution run dwelling on like the failure.
Mm. I like that. Yeah. Already amazing advice. Now imagine how much more you can get at our Mancosa Business Breakfast. It is, you can buy your tickets right now. Miles is there, but we also have quite an impressive, varied lineup. I think that's what I like about it. And I'll tell you more about that in a moment. More from Miles Quebec, our special guest on the show.
You're with your morning family. Breakfast with Martin Besser.
Exciting event coming your way on the 4th of October, happening right here in Midrand, Vodacom World, Midrand, Vodacom Dome. Our speakers this year for our business breakfast, we're doing once again in conjunction or in partnership with Mancosa. Connie Ferguson, actress, businesswoman. Leanne Manis, businesswoman and TV personality. Jean de Villiers, former Springboks captain and rugby legend all round. And then also entrepreneur and author, Miles Kubeka. Thanks for joining us again, Miles. And welcome back to our business breakfast. Is there something specific you're going to be focusing on this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think to your point, it's about getting a lot more people into entrepreneurship. You know, I think the country's growth is going to be dependent on people putting their hand up and saying, listen, I'm going to go create an amazing business. And then by so doing, that's going to create jobs. I don't think you should create a business to create jobs. I think you should create a business that creates a great product that people use. And then by so doing, you know, then you will be creating jobs. I always joke that even Steve Jobs didn't start Apple to create jobs. So, but I do think in the country we live in, we do need to do something different.
So this business breakfast is not only just for existing experienced business owners. Maybe you're thinking about becoming an entrepreneur.
100%.
Maybe you're thinking about starting a business and you think to yourself, I'm so lost. Looks like such a big thing. And as you just mentioned there, it doesn't have to start out being a big thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't start out being a massive thing. Sometimes it starts with, there are many entrepreneurs in this country sitting all over the place.
Yep. And it just starts with the first step. It starts with you pitching up. You know, 90% of success is just showing up, and 10% is what happens when you get there. And I think, I mean, I've seen this, like we did the KZN one, and you know how many people, when you see the connections, it's what happens when the sages get off the stages, when people start having breakfast.
That's right.
And talking to themselves. And I think that's where the magic for me happens. I'm also excited to be honest, to be sitting with some of the speakers myself. So I'm quite keen to chat to Connie. And yeah,
it's a networking opportunity.
100%.
Of note.
Yeah.
Just imagine now. Yes, it's about the speakers on stage, like Miles and Connie and Leanne and Jean, but it's also about the people in the audience.
I'm just thinking about the possibilities of, I have this product, you have this product, and what if we combine our two products, because we need each other, and now we are setting off on this journey together. How incredible is that?
Yeah, and that happens, you know, over breakfast.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's why food for me is so important, you know.
Yes.
Because great things happen when you break bread.
Yes.
You know, we stop being you and me, when we're just breaking bread and you're just conversating over a meal, magic happens.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not like those hee-hee-hee dinners, you know, those cocktails where people, everybody's just standing and like they're trying to be prim and proper.
You're trying to balance a drink and it's a little thing in a hand.
You know, it's like, whereas this, you're actually going to be having a meal, you're going to be relaxed, you know. And my biggest like trade secret is move around, man. Mm-hmm. Have the first part of the breakfast on this table and try and move around. Don't bring your whole team and just sit amongst yourselves.
Yeah.
It just doesn't help, you know.
We can't have you in studio and not ask the question. Are entrepreneurs made or are they born?
That's a good one. I think it's both. I think it's nurture and nature. The best analogy I've ever heard was that nature loads the gun and nature pulls the trigger.
Right.
So, in other words, it's like anything in life. Some people are just talented athletes, right? Like, or are talented in whatever sport. So it's like a natural, innate talent. But without a great coach, you're only going to get to a point. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a combination of the two. It's both nature and nurture.
Where is the growth in South Africa? What if you're sitting around and think to yourself, before I even get to that question,
sure,
is it important for you to start a business that is within your interests
and that
you are passionate about? Or is it purely about making money, because money puts food on the table for you to keep doing your interests?
And then you can follow your dreams.
Yeah.
Again, good question. I would have said start a business on your lived experience. So right or wrong that you are passionate about, that would have been my first thing. And also I would recommend getting employment if you can first, because you can learn from big corporates. Like, I think it's undervalued that. I think you can learn from a structured environment.
That's good advice.
Yeah. But I've also come, as I've gotten a little bit old and I've done this for a bit, is that I think if you start a business from a first-hand experience, so solving a problem that's important to you,
yeah,
that's important, because you're going to have the energy for it.
Sure.
But what I've discovered is that if you do that, you'll start a business because you're passionate about a product. Then you'll spend a lot of money and time trying to get other people to be passionate and buy the product, kind of thing, right? So that's a lot of energy. Whereas what I've come to the conclusion of is rather start a business where the problem is already at scale. So South Africa's got a lot of problems that are massive in scale. So that might not be your first love or first lived experience, but those problems that are at scale, if you come up with a solution, by default, whatever solution you come up with or product, your product is automatically going to be at scale. You're not going to be having to convince people to use this product, because there's already a big enough need that you get what I'm saying. So I'm more now leaning towards not necessarily just doing what your passion is or something that is low hanging, rather than go have the humility and go find the massive problems and then listen with your eyes. Just watch what people do and then try and fix for those.
That's the reason I'm asking the questions, because I've seen you get at least two different kinds of entrepreneurs. You get those people who start businesses from, as you say, lived experience or passions.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just get those people who are just good at spotting the gap.
Yes.
Yeah,
and the problem lies. Yeah.
Nothing to do with your life.
No.
Never been interested in, but they just know. But maybe their skill is to connect unknowns to people.
Yeah, you see, I think what happens is that the two are not mutually exclusive. The learnings you learn from one thing make you better in spotting other things.
Somewhere you will apply it.
Yes. So, for example, we started Gwalisa, which is a these shipping containers in the township where you buy food based on the amount of money you have. So if you've got 135 cents,
love that.
You bring your container, we'll sell you flour or cooking oil, whatever, based on the amount of money as opposed to pack sizes. I would have never come across that opportunity if I wasn't helping out in the township during COVID.
Okay.
So now that was something that was hidden in plain sight. It was there. We grew up borrowing achai next door.
Yes.
You know, but again, it's just now recognizing that and saying, well, why don't we level this up and help a community?
And I love that, because it is right in front of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's also questioning things that are never being questioned.
Mm.
The you pay less for the more you buy.
Yes.
But I don't need more.
Yeah. I need less. Much.
Yes. Yeah.
Pay less for the less you buy makes sense. Yeah. Exactly in those circumstances. And that's genius. I love that.
Thank you. And it speaks to the previous point. This was something that's already at scale. Problem, hunger, 90 million South Africans go to bed hungry every night in this country. That's a problem that's already at scale.
Thank you.
So if you fix for that, you already know that, like, the solution. You're not going to have to be spending time and resources convincing people to buy your product.
I love catching up with you, and I don't want to give everything away now, because now, if this has got you thinking a little bit, it's planted a couple of seeds, you want to know more, and I know you do. You better go and book those tickets now before they sell out before 9 o'clock this morning. Go and get your tickets for this year's Jacaranda FM Business Breakfast. Once again, we're taking hands with Mancosa on this one. It features a great lineup from Jean de Villiers, very honest guy about what happens after you, this big time Springbok rugby captain. Your life changes. How do you keep it going?
Yeah.
Leanne Manis has stories to share. So does Connie Ferguson, surely, a legendary actress there and businesswoman and writer, as well as Miles Kubeka, who has stories to tell. And you're going to rub shoulders with other people that might just be exactly where you are in life and in business. Get your tickets now. It's happening 4 October, right here next door at the Vodacom Dome. Fantastic lineup, but also a great networking opportunity. Go and get your tickets for this year's Business Breakfast with Mancosa. Miles, good to catch up with you again.
Awesome to be here.
I'll see you there, right next door. Krayo Karkis, Musa Fons, hello.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester, Jacaranda FM.